Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
And you may or may not have noticed over the last 10 years or so, there appears more motorcyclists on the road and a lot more people at an older age are deciding for whether it's saving fuel or the freedom of getting out on the road, deciding to get a motorcycle licence. But scarily, an increase in motorcycle deaths, the fifth bike death in a month on Hunter Roads. And it was a great opportunity this morning to have a chat to Christopher Burns from the Motorcycle Council of New South Wales. Christopher, good morning. This is terrible. Five bike deaths in a month on Hunter Roads.
Yeah, Todd, it is a tragedy. The increase, and it seems to be a spike relevant to that area. As you mentioned, motorcycle registrations have increased in New South Wales significantly. In the past 10 years, we've gone from 85,000 registered bikes to just over 226,000 in the middle of this year. So they are becoming very popular. People enjoy the freedom. They've got more disposable income and people just want to get out and about and have a bit of fun.
You know, there was once upon a time where if an older guy decided to get his motorcycle license, it was considered a midlife crisis. But it's not just older men. A lot of women are deciding they love the freedom of getting out, whether it's a scooter or whether it's a larger motorcycle, the chance to get together in a club and have some fun. At this point, the question has to be asked, is training sufficient? I'm a motorcycle rider myself. I've pretty much been riding since the age of about five or six, but do we need to look at training and when it comes to mature age riders, the ability to have a more powerful motorcycle earlier?
Well, we recommend that everybody go and do a course, particularly if you're a returning rider. If you haven't ridden for 10 or 15 years, the bikes are lighter, faster, they handle better, they brake better, but your skills do slow down and you need to build up your muscle memory. And people go and do professional development for their careers. Why can't they go and do professional development for their life? It's a small investment. And if your partner is riding, buy them a course for their birthday, for Christmas, just for the hell of it.
So does the government have to look at the basic training? Do you think it needs to be longer to get your learner's permit?
The basic training at the moment, I think, is very good, and we attribute the reduction in fatalities over the past 10 years to the basic training. 10 years ago, we're looking at 7.3 fatalities per 10,000 registered bikes. In 2014, we're down to 2.9 fatalities per 10,000 registered bikes. So, in actual fact, the fatality rate is coming down, and we attribute that to the pre-permit learner training. It's the only training, pre-permit training, that anyone has to do for any vehicle in New South Wales, and it is paying dividends.
What are your members telling you? What are the hassles, I suppose, being a motorcycle rider and a car driver? I see some motorcycle riders do some really ridiculous things on the road, and it's always the small minority that gives everyone a bad name, and I'll sit there and go, oh, why did you do that for? That's what angers people. What are your members telling you in relation to attitudes from car drivers to motorcyclists on the road at the moment?
Look, the members are getting back to us. A lot of car drivers are oblivious to riders. A lot of motorcycle riders firmly believe that their motorcycle riding spatial awareness, because they're so vulnerable, makes them a better car driver. Even my partner, she took up motorcycle riding 7 years ago and she firmly maintains that it makes her a better driver. We're working on awareness campaigns throughout the state. We're coming up the Motorcycle Awareness Month in October, where we're trying to raise the profile of motorcycles on the roads, get car drivers to keep an eye out for us, and also to get local councils to become more aware of where road hazards and road conditions can affect motorcycle riders adversely.
It's never one thing, is it?
It's a very, very complex subject. We've been working with New South Wales Police and Centre for Road Safety on getting better data on what causes a lot of single vehicle motorcycle prangs. The more data they can get, the more we can get to root cause, and then the better we can attack the problem, whether it be young rider attitudes, returning riders, road conditions, other vehicle users. As you said, it is a complex issue, but we're working very hard on trying to rectify it.
Okay, Christopher, thanks very much for your time this morning and safe riding.
Yeah, you too, Todd. Yeah, thank you and have a lovely day.
Spokesperson for the Motorcycle Council of New South Wales, I suppose it comes down to the fact that there is only one road and we've got to share it, whether it's a car, a truck, a delivery van or motorcycle, and yeah, there is no easy cause, is there?
2NURFM 103.7.